Well, your reaction to that pulsating game today, Juan?
I'm delighted with the 3 points, obviously. You know, we set our stall going into every game to get 3 points. We've done that today. You know, I thought that we went about our job correct. Yes, we got the 1-0 up and, you know, we were in control even, but I thought, you know, we were letting them into the places that we shouldn't. But saying that, their second half performance, it would have been absolutely injustice if they'd have got the penalty. You know, Ross pulled off a fantastic save because I thought we had enough chances maybe today to see it comfortably.
People are saying the second half today was as good as we've seen, you know, in many a long time, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know, I said to the boys at half time, I still believe we're going to win this. You know, you've got a match Porter down. They're up there for a reason. They're big, they're strong. And that's what pleased me. But I said this for weeks, our fitness levels are fantastic. And, you know, that boy's crawling off that pitch, but that's what I want. You know, anyone looks at my career, I didn't have the best ability, but I fought tooth and nail. And it's not a better feeling in the world than coming off a pitch knowing that you've put in one hell of a shift for your team and got the 3 points. And every single one of them boys done that today.
A great start to both halves. Jimmy Callagher gets us off and running, and then straight into the start of the second half, Aaron Burns hits home that penalty.
Yeah, he did. You know, obviously Jimmy's a big, strong boy, and you know, he's done very well for me at the moment. And you know, he's not like him. That's 2 goals in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So you know, he'll be buzzing with that. But you know, I thought Burnsy as well, fantastic. You know, his ability, he's a cross out in the right, as I say, drifts across. But, you know, Spruley gets brought down and Burnsy hits a penalty, and we all didn't know, to be honest, but partly on the replays and the boys have said it was quite clearly over a foot over the line. So at the end of the day, yes, I think probably because it hits a bar and everyone's thinking, oh, it's not. But you know, if you look at this goal line technology, it's proved it, and it was a fantastic start in the second half for us.
First penalty of the season, seems a bit strange at Christmas time, isn't it?
It is, to be honest. And you know, I said that I looked at Andy Waterworth in the first half. I thought, you know, when he went through, when it was 2-1, you know, his eagerness to go and score the goal. I'm not saying dive, but, you know, he got knocked off balance, which I think the guy clipped his heels and Andy ended up missing. But, you know, it's pleasing to get that penalty because I've said this for a while now, it's the monkey off our back, you know. And Burnsy's, you know, it's probably the best place to put it. He's put his foot through it, and yes, it's went over the line. It's a fantastic goal and a great start for us in the second half.
And you must be delighted for Sammy Morrow to get the winner in such an important game.
Listen, Sammy's fantastic. He's strong boy. He's great. The training turns up, you know, and I said it when I signed him, you know, people keep hearing saying they had their doubts, but I didn't. You know, you don't be where he is and what he's done for a reason. He's a good player, great around the place, lovely fellow, lovely family man. And I tell you what, the way he's going, you know, he could have a fantastic career at this football club.
We've played everybody home and away once and we're top of the league. It's Christmas coming up. It's a happy Christmas for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but, you know, I'm a big believer. I don't get carried away. I said this quite clearly, you know, weeks ago that people was talking about Boxing Day already, but I don't, you know, buy into it. I was worried about Ballinamallard, I'd get that out of the road, focus on Portadown. We've done that now. You know, we'll enjoy tonight. You know, look at the DVD and that there, and then focus on Glentoran coming up very soon, which will be a very, very tough game because it's a local derby. They had a fantastic win today. But, you know, it's one that we'll go into confident the form we are in, and hopefully we can carry it on.
What a save by Ross Glendinning right at the end to keep the points, wasn't it?
He's done brilliant. You know, it's great that he's, you know, agreed a contract today. You know, I think he's got a good future. I've got two very good keepers, you know, and I want competition everywhere all over the park, and we've certainly got that. And, you know, a fantastic save. The guy hit it with tremendous pace, but, you know, for Ross to hold on to it, you know, confidence, great relief, and, you know, a fantastic 3 points today that I thought were thoroughly deserved.
It's a great feeling about the place today. You know, the last-minute penalty save, the win, the whole place was really buzzing here, I thought, today.
Yeah, you could hear the fans. That's what the Linfield crowd is all about. That's the Linfield crowd I got whenever I was a kid. Egging the players on, singing some of the great songs, the famous songs. You know, and that's what I want. I want an atmosphere, and, you know, it certainly lifts the boys. And you could see that in the second half. You know, the boys were lifted by it. The fans got right behind them. And, you know, let's turn Boxing Day into the exact same. We want these players, these fans, proud to be a Linfield supporter, proud to play for this club. And, you know, really looking forward to that game. We had a great atmosphere.
Sitting in director's box today, there were some of the great names of the past. Your father, David Jeffrey, Peter Dornan, George Dunlop. You know, there's a real buzz about this whole club, I think, at the moment, isn't
there? Yeah, they are. They're Linfield legends, to be honest. You know, and as I say, it's great seeing them come back. And, you know, Linfield always treat them well, which I think is important. You know, same as well. Wee Healy was here today, Steve Robinson. And, you know, it's great respect that they want to come and watch us. And at the end of the day, you know, it's fantastic. We want the more supporters, the better. And, you know, a great way to round off a fantastic 3 points today.
And a great Christmas present to the supporters, 5 top quality players signed on for 2 more years.
You know, people want to see what I want to build here, and thanks for the board for doing that, because I think it's important, you know, to build a squad, and, you know, they're important players for me, and I'm not saying the ones that haven't, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's important. You know, some of them are young, but, you know, they've played a lot of games, and that's the important thing. And, you know, I've got a good nucleus of a squad here, and, you know, if I can add to it, and, you know, there's one or two that I'd like to get done in the future as well, but the most important thing is to get those boys tied down. Builds that wee bit of belief, gives everyone a lift, and, you know, pulls that squad together, which is the most important thing.
And they're all young players who want to play here. You know, 3 of them came through the academy. They're, you know, apart from Andy Waterworth, 28, they're all 23 and under.
No, they are. It's important, obviously, with the Andy Waterworth one. You know, I think Andy, the way he was going, coming into January, he's going to have a lot of, you know, teams sniffing him, which is, it's every right. You know, he scored goals. I think the young ones, yes, it's fantastic for the academy, and to be fair, they were good as gold. They all wanted to stay. There was no, you know, humming and hawing. You know, and I thought it's a credit to the academy of what they've produced. And, you know, yes, they've played a lot of games, of what I've said, but they can go on to have very, very good careers at this club.
And with January not far away, you must start looking around for possible other new guys coming in.
You do. I think, you know, if we can get a couple in, you know, to strengthen it, but they've got to be better than what we have. That's the important thing. I'm not just going to bring players in for the sake of it. You know, I said I've got a good squad there, but obviously you want to do a wee bit of wheeling and dealing, yes. And, you know, I'll sit down and have a look what's about. And, you know, I've got a couple of targets that, you know, I'll look at. But at the end of the day, as I said, if we can't, we'll go with what we've got, because this squad's certainly good enough.
And finally, a message to the Linfield supporters ahead of the 25th of December.
Yeah, have a good Christmas. The support's been fantastic. You know, I want to bring this club together, fans, players, staff, everyone, board. We're a family club. And, you know, it's, as I said, it's great to see them today, support the boys the way they did. And, you know, everyone have a good Christmas, and look forward to seeing you Boxing Day.
And happy Christmas to you and your family too, Will.
Thank you.